Your kids' different needs. You have two adorable kids, a girl and a boy, and you love them both equally. You work hard to make sure you give them the same amount of attention, never hugging one without hugging the other. So why does your son seem distant and often squirm away from your hugs? It might be because you're not meeting his needs in the best way. Every child is different, and it's your job to parent them based on their personalities. For example, your son might not need as much interaction or physical affection as your daughter, who might want to be engaged with you all day. If you spend more time talking to your daughter and less with your son, you're not being unfair, you're making sure both kids are happy in their ways. You need to respect what your children need, even if it's not what you expected. If you're a very sociable parent and plan an extravagant birthday party only to find your child hiding from all the excitement, it's important to accept that their needs are different from yours. Your job isn't to meet your expectations but to accept your child's unique personality. How to raise an introverted child. Temperament isn't just black or white, we all have a mix of extroverted and introverted traits. Some children, though, are more introverted. They might prefer daydreaming or retreating to their rooms to recharge. Raising an introverted child has its challenges, but these two strategies can help. First, it's important to help your child feel comfortable sharing their feelings. Introverts often process their emotions internally, which is fine, but it can lead to problems if they don't ask for help when needed. They might keep their unhappiness to themselves until it builds up and causes a big emotional outburst. To avoid this, encourage your child to use a feelings book. List emotions like love, envy, happiness, and anger, and have your child draw situations where they felt these emotions. Discuss these feelings together. This doesn't change your child's nature overnight, but it helps them feel safe to share their feelings. Second, remember to criticize gently and in private. Introverted children are sensitive and can get embarrassed easily. Criticizing them in front of others can upset them and make them want to hide. Address issues privately, making sure your child feels safe and cared for as you talk about them. Parenting an extroverted child. Raising an extroverted child can be exciting but challenging if you're more reserved. These kids are lively and spontaneous, craving interaction and physical activity. They often express their feelings outwardly and find comfort in talking through their emotions with you. When faced with homework or problems, extroverted children often excel when discussing them aloud rather than pondering alone. They thrive on communication and engagement. To channel their abundant energy, encourage physical activities like team sports or playing outdoors. Even indoor activities such as puppetry or building projects can be great outlets on rainy days. Despite their lively nature, even extroverts benefit from learning relaxation techniques. Introduce calming practices like child-friendly yoga or simple breathing exercises to help them unwind when needed. Understanding and supporting your extroverted child's need for interaction and movement, balanced with moments of relaxation, can promote their well-being and development effectively. The importance of play in childhood. Many parents overlook how essential play is for kids. They often see it as a waste of time, thinking homework and serious tasks are more important. But actually, play is crucial for a healthy childhood. When children play games together, they learn to interact, share, and cooperate. It's like how adults introduce themselves and shake hands when they meet for the first time. Kids do it by joining in each other's games. Play teaches kids valuable skills like resolving conflicts and negotiating. Whether they're deciding roles in a pretend hospital or figuring out how to build something together, they learn to avoid chaos and tears. But social skills aren't the only benefit. Play also helps children understand and express their feelings. When kids play happily together, they're often expressing joy. And for those who find it hard to show anger or sadness, playing with toys or pretending can be a safe way to let those emotions out. For instance, one young patient used a dollhouse to act out different ways of feeling sad and angry. This helped her therapist understand her feelings better, which in turn helped her talk about those feelings with her caregivers instead of acting out. Kids' emotions. Loving parents want their kids to be happy, but kids don't have to be happy all the time. It's impossible for anyone to be happy all the time, and feeling negative emotions is important for kids to grow up. Despite this, many parents try to push away their children's unhappiness. They might think of emotions as good or bad, which can make kids feel like it's wrong to be scared, angry, or sad. Parents might get frustrated when kids react strongly. For example, if a toddler cries because they see a scary Easter bunny, the parents might just tell them to stop crying instead of comforting them. Experiences like this teach kids that they should only show positive emotions. This can lead them to hide or ignore their negative feelings. But it doesn't have to be this way. All emotions, whether good or bad, are a natural part of growing up. It's a parent's job to help kids understand and manage these feelings. Young children often struggle to handle their emotions. They might not know what they're feeling or how to deal with it. Parents can help them understand their feelings and feel safe again. For example, if a toddler is crying because of the Easter bunny, a parent could say, "Oh dear, you're upset. You must be scared because of that bunny. But he won't hurt you. You're safe here with me." This helps the child understand their feelings, know it's okay to have them and feel safe again. How to help your child develop empathy. Humans have a natural ability to empathize, which is why babies often cry when they hear another baby crying. But empathy isn't just an instinct, it's also a skill that people develop over time. Parents play a key role in helping children build this skill. Start by being an empathetic role model for your kids. If you don't show empathy toward them, they won't learn how to be empathetic themselves. Show respect for their feelings, listen to them without interrupting, and let them know you care. You can also use older siblings or friends as role models. Kids might find it easier to relate to older kids than to adults like teachers or parents. Ask these older kids to help your child understand empathy by talking about emotions and discussing why empathy matters. This can create strong relationships from which your child can learn a lot. Helping kids manage stress. Today, everyone feels stressed, including children. Our kids face pressures from school and busy schedules, which can make them feel like they always need to perform. Kids can find things stressful that adults might not realize, like watching the news. Images of natural disasters and conflicts can be scary for them. It's best to watch the news alone to avoid adding unnecessary stress to your child's life. Schoolwork and extracurriculars can overwhelm energetic kids. They may feel pressured to excel in both, leaving little time to relax. Encourage your child to plan downtime during the week to unwind and recharge. Stress isn't just emotional, it can harm your child's body and mind. Even mild stress can disrupt sleep, while ongoing stress might cause headaches or muscle pain. Chronic stress can lead to serious health issues like high blood pressure and affect their mental well-being, impacting their home, social, and academic lives. Help your child manage stress with simple relaxation methods. One effective technique is relaxation breathing. Breathe in for 3 counts, hold for 3, and exhale for 3. You can also guide them to imagine a peaceful place or describe a calming scene, like walking on the beach. Key points. 1. Respect your child's unique needs to develop happiness and growth. 2. Help introverted children express feelings through safe, private communication. 3. Support extroverted kids with active play and relaxation techniques. 4. Understand that play is crucial for developing social skills and emotional expression. 5. Acknowledge all emotions in children to promote healthy emotional growth. 6. Cultivate empathy by modeling understanding and respect for your child's feelings. 7. Teach stress management techniques to help children relax and recharge.